The final took place at the Suncorp Stadium in Brisbane in front of 41,000 fans in a great atmosphere. One has to take into account the fact that in Australia there are only 200 infected individuals. Therefore, the pandemic did not constitute an impediment in allowing the fans to attend the game physically in the arena. The first half belonged to the Brumbies. In the 13th minute, Noah Lolesio went close to the line and with a brilliant sidestep and close and quick pass to the fullback Tom Banks, they got through with a try. After, the Reds kept coming and coming, but with no major comeback on the scoreboard, except two penalties converted by James O'Connor, scored at a break 13-6. The second half was dominated by the Reds, and after 20 minutes, they were trailing by only 1 point. For the next 10 minutes, while being in bonus, they did not manage to come in front, while having a superior possession. While having back their numbers, the Brumbies went for another 3 points, forcing the opposing side to go for the try. And that is exactly what happened. The whole team, with the help of especially the forwards, starting pushing and pushing towards the try line. With 2 minutes to go, the Brumbies locked Darcy Swain got a yellow card for not releasing in the ruck. The errors kept coming, and 2 minutes in stoppage time, Luke Reimer got as well a yellow card, putting the Reds with a 2-man advantage in the scrum. The try came in the end from none other than the MVP of the season, James O'Connor, who managed to get over and win the trophy. All the fans celebrated. It was an atmosphere that made us forget that there was a pandemic after all.